talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome to God Invention Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Brian Freed. Tonight we have a special guest, Ron Brown from Patent Search International. He's the president of Patent Search International. And you're there with us, right, Ron?
I'm right here.
Thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it. I want to just start off by just making a quick announcement. Help save the world 1 kilowatt at a time. Inventor's Digest magazine is hosting the National 2010 Collegiate Alt Energy Challenge. Why don't we go to inventorsdigest.com to find out more. The contest launches March 26th. They have some big prizes here, $5,000, $3,000, $1,000. It's open to all U.S. college and college-bound students. And find out more about it. See if we can find different ways of coming up with new energy. What do you think, Ron?
Well, I can think of a few ways I'd like to see my wife use to cut down the electric bill.
So, Ron, we've known each other for quite some time, and I've made reference to you in my book, You and Your Big Ideas, and you know, I go and speak at different public venues, and I always mention your services. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, we thank you for that. Yeah, I am... have been a patent searcher now. This is my 41st year in business. Absolutely got into it by the strangest ways it can imagine. I was driving race cars for a living 41 years ago.
Really? NHRA, IHRA?
It was called IMSA. It was a road racing series like the Daytona 24-hour and sports cars and that sort of thing. And I wasn't making a whole heck of a lot of money at that. And fortunately for me, one day, a fellow who had known my father back in the 40s and 50s called and was in Washington, D.C., which is not far from where I live, and hadn't seen my parents in a long time and needed a ride down to visit them. So I went, and I'm the only one who knew where he was at, so I drove into Washington, picked him up, and brought him back to my parents' place, and he spent the night. And the next day he was going back, I was taking him back to Washington, and I could tell he was clearly upset.
Uh-oh.
And I asked him what was the problem, and he said that he had flown back from the from Colorado, actually, to meet with a couple of people who were going to do patent searches for him, because he had said, and at that time, I literally did not know what a patent was.
What year was this?
It was about 1970, 72, 70, something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, he said that he was supposed to meet some guys to do his patent searches for him, and none of them showed up. And he said that he really needed somebody to do patent searches, and he was staying right next to the patent office. And as I was dropping him off, he said, "Well, there's the patent office." He said, "If I paid you, could you do the patent searches for me?" And I was not a very good race car driver, so I wasn't making a lot of money. And I said, "Well, heck, if you're going to pay me, I'll try it." And so the next week, he sent me in some patent searches, and I struggled like crazy to do them. And slowly and surely, I learned what I was doing. And back in those days, the patent office was totally different. The people who worked there were just unbelievably helpful with people who didn't know what they were doing.
Where's your office located, Ron?
I am in Crownsville, Maryland, which is, last I checked, it was something like 31.6 miles from the front door of the patent office.
Okay.
And that's how I got started. So, and once I worked for that group for a while, I started realizing that if I started my own company, and I, you know, ended up contacting patent attorneys and law firms and all that sort of thing, and then the word of mouth spread, and I just kept on going and going and going, and now I've been at it for 41 years.
Wow, that's great. And PSI, which is otherwise known as Patent Search International, is one of the largest independent patent search organizations in the U.S., right?
Yes, I think we do. We do as much as anybody, if not more. And we've definitely, I think, been around at this point in time, been around the longest. When I first started, there were probably 200, let's say, independent patent searchers, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that really was. And over the years, a lot of them have just gotten out of the business, and I guess I'm too stubborn to try and get a real job, so I've stuck with it.
So basically, what do you actually do? What do you offer to us inventors?
Well, what I try to do, one of the goals when I started the company is that, after seeing what mistakes could be made, is I try to save the individual inventor some money. What we do is once an idea is submitted to me, I go in, research all the prior patents dealing with whatever it is that the client has. At that point, once I've done that and, gone through all of that, at that point, I make copies of whatever patents I find that are close to the idea. And obviously, if I find the same thing, I make a copy of that also. And then what I do with my organization is I'm affiliated with a large group of patent attorneys throughout the country. So once I have actually done the search itself, I then take the client's idea along with the results of the search, and I send it to a patent attorney. And the patent attorney then looks at the client's idea and looks at the results of the search and writes a legal opinion called a patentability opinion, and then mails all of that directly back to the attorney, the copies of the patents and everything, to the client, so that after a couple of weeks of time that it takes, at that point the inventor knows, yes, his idea is patentable or no, it's not, and whether he should go ahead or just forget the whole idea and start thinking of something new.
So what really makes you different than anybody else out there? I mean, we can go to a patent attorney and,
I think the main reason is the cost factor. I realize how much it costs for me to do a patent search and to maintain a profit, which is what keeps you alive. If you go to a patent attorney nowadays, they start at $750, maybe usually closer to $1,000, some of them up much more than that for a simple patent search. The problem being is patent attorneys really don't do patent searches. They'll take your $1,000 that you give them for the patent search and then send the idea to someone like me and pay us, in my case, my fee is $250. So at that point, the patent attorney has made $750 for mailing a letter.
So basically, the patent attorney is the middleman.
Yeah, when you go to a patent attorney, you're going, as far as patent searching goes, you're going to a middleman. By coming directly to me or someone who does what I do, you're just cutting out the middleman and, basically buying it wholesale.
Unbelievable. Well,
but the thing I have to express is, no matter who does your patent search, a patent search must include a legal opinion from a patent professional. A patent search without a legal opinion is as worthless as no patent search at all. There are companies out there who, for very little money, they say they'll do a patent search for you. What they do is you send them your idea, they send you back a half a dozen patents, and they don't tell you, this patent is good, this patent is bad. So you get a half a dozen patents with no legal explanation as to whether that any of those patents would stop you from getting a patent. So the legal opinion is very, very important.
How long have you been doing this, Ron?
41 years.
41 years. I have to say that just being in the inventor environment constantly, whether it's with my inventors group or from the radio show, meeting interesting people or just speaking with my book and all that kind of stuff, I find that so many inventors, unfortunately, there's really no straight path to the invention process. But what I've been finding lately and realizing more and more is that inventors basically come up with this idea. They do a quick Google search. They go to Walmart or Target, and they look to see if a product like what they're thinking about exists. Then they do a provisional patent, which gives you the right to protect your idea for up to a year. And then they work on prototypes for, $1,000 or $500. And then they talk to all these people and say, my product is patent pending, and do market research and really go through the whole gamut. And then the simple question is, did you do a patent search? I'd like to see it. And they go, no, I didn't. So you know, then you have to go backwards. All of a sudden they do a patent search and they realize that there's prior art out there that would deter them from getting a patent issued. And, I mean, it really didn't take much to start with, and unfortunately they kind of burnt themselves out.
Yeah, I've given speeches at groups, you know, throughout the country, and one of the first things that I always tell people, and people, you know, clients who've called me up and say, yes, I've got a provisional patent application, all this kind of jazz, the first thing I tell them is, you know, the very first step that an inventor should do whenever he comes up with the idea, I mean, as soon as he comes up with the idea, before he goes out and spends thousands on market research and prototypes and professional drawings and CAD drawings and you name it, the first step is to do a patent search. Because in a matter of a couple of weeks, after, you know, once you've started the patent search, in a matter of a couple of weeks, you will know, yes, the idea is patentable, so go ahead with it, or no, it's not patentable. And if it's not patentable, you know, take your lumps. You've spent $250. You know, forget the idea and start on something else, rather than going through the unlimited amount of money that you can spend on prototypes and provisional patent applications and all that sort of jazz.
Hmm.
And the other thing is, if you do when you first start out, and a lot of people don't think of this, you may have an idea and you're not sure how it works. Let's say I've got an idea for a fishing pole, but I want it a little bit different. By just coming up with the concept of, you know, I want a fishing pole that plays music or something, by doing a patent search, you can see what is out there and what has been done, and then you can take what you have found, let's say the 5, 6 or so, and redesign your product to get what you want.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about so much more with Ron Brown from Patent Search International. Ron, we appreciate it. We have... In the next segment, we're going to talk actually what you do when you go through with a patent search, what your process is. You're listening to WS Radio, Got Invention with Brian Freed. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Freed. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
The best-kept secret on eBay is out. Genco Marketplace. For two decades, Genco has been the number one liquidator for the country's top retail chains. Genco sells $3.5 million worth of inventory every day at prices well below wholesale. Electronics, housewares, furniture, clothing, you name it. With Genco Marketplace, eBay sellers can find thousands of brand name returns and closeouts at deep discounts. And with Genco's easy online purchase process, you spend less time sourcing and more time selling and making money. Whether you want one item or 1,000, rely on Genco's expert staff to advise you and help take your business to the next level. Check out the incredible deals at GencoMarketplace.com. That's Genco, G-E-N-C-O, Marketplace.com. Your trusted source for quality surplus products. GencoMarketplace.com.
The bottom line is social media can add to your bottom line. This is Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio. To learn how social media can work for you, log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Receive regular, short, helpful tips that will show you how social media can take your company to the next level. It is absolutely free and worth every penny. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.